The Nuclear Decommissioning Authority is the government agency responsible for clearing up Britain's atomic waste. 2 weeks ago, MPs criticised the government for the uncertainty over the future cost of decommissioning UK nuclear sites. The authority admitted last week that the estimated cost of its future operations were £10 billion higher than they were 12 months ago. The government's commissioned an audit into the agency, and The Guardian's industrial correspondent, Terry McAllister, has the details.
What we've got hold of is basically an attempt by the business department to justify how this all went wrong. But in the middle of that justification are all sorts of details about how A didn't know what B was doing and this kind of thing. So that's the sort of context.
And, I mean, it's quite interesting. It's not just the financial affairs. I mean, you're saying the context, the chaos spread beyond the way that the NDA was managing its finances.
Clearly, there were a number of departments involved in the discussions over the budgets, and it's clear from these details that have now emerged from the Department of Business that there were meetings, very, very important, vital meetings that weren't minuted in any way. Both parties, there's one particular meeting where the Treasury and the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority officials both went away with completely different ideas about what had been agreed at that meeting. And they couldn't come to a conclusion about it because nobody had a minute of the meeting or any details of it.
Was this what the Department for Business meant when it said that there were inherent risks associated with the financial affairs of the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority?
I think that's a different issue, but it's the one that broke the budget, essentially. That's because two plants at Sellafield in Cumbria, which were meant to be reprocessing fuel for British and foreign companies, have not been working, and the income has not been coming in to the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority because those plants have been out of action. And that was why the budget was broken and has caused chaos inside the finances of the NDA. The issue is now whether that is a permanent thing because these plants are still not working properly. And so the income of the NDA is being questioned.
I mean, the government's having to fill this hole with taxpayers' money by raiding other budgets. And one of the areas that it's had to take money from is money that it wanted to spend on promoting low carbon and renewable technologies.
Yes, well, I mean, that is an extraordinary situation where the government is essentially being forced to bail out nuclear by raiding greener alternatives.
And the NDA has also been accused of being uncooperative with other bodies such as the Environment Agency.
Yes, there's been a lot of conflict between the Environment Agency and the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority about how much, how professional the NDA really is, whether they've got the skills inside the organisation to deal with the kind of problems they're having to deal with.
What are the government's options now from this rather messy situation that has become clear this week?
Well, I think it's absolutely clear that the taxpayer is going to have to fund even more of these budget shortfalls in future, and it raises a huge question about the efficiency of nuclear plants. The two facilities at Sellafield that have been causing the problems by not working properly, Mox Plant and Thorpe, were both launched with very, very grand claims about what they would do and how much money they would bring in. Clearly, at a time when the government is considering new nuclear plants for electricity, it raises questions about whether there's overblown rhetoric being made about the future of those plants too.
Terry, many thanks.